This is Life to Miss It.
Want to see the world from a totally different perspective?
Ready for provocative conversation?
Intriguing stories?
And inspiration?
Then don't touch that dial.
Welcome
to Talk with Francesca.
She'll give you something to talk about all week long. Now,
here's Francesca.
What if you took the time to really soak it?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talk with Francesca. I'm Francesca Luca, your host, and I want you to talk to me. Let me know what you are thinking. If you have a show suggestion you want to make, a question you have for one of my guests or for me, or you just want to tell me what's on your mind, I'm right here. All you have to do is email me at info@talkwithfrancesca.com, or you can go right to my website and fill out the contact form there at talkwithfrancesca.com. I promise I will get right back to you. All right, then, we've got lots to cover today. So models are public figures, and they're often looked upon as sex objects. But unlike many people think, a girl with a pretty face is much more than that. Models are people like any of us and can be smart, deep, caring. So here to break the stereotype is Lauren Breyer. She's an American model and poetess who has been previously featured by names like Playboy, Fuse, CWEN Magazine, Pure Model Club, and is currently a poster girl for Harley-Davidson International. She is also working towards the publishing of her poetry book, Today in Paradise, set to release in December 2018. So welcome, Lauren. So excited to have you with us today. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day in San Diego, and
awesome. So let's get right to it. Let's start with, when did you start modeling?
So I actually started modeling about 2 years ago, and I basically started with Playboy. I was looking online, and I actually saw somewhere where you could audition for Playboy Plus. I emailed the casting director, and sure enough, I heard back within a couple weeks just to do an audition. Mm-hmm. And the rest was kind of history. I went in, and everyone was really, really nice. I did the audition. I didn't think I got it the first time. I didn't think that I got it at all, but then 3 weeks later I heard back, and that's when they were like, oh, we want to book you for the shoe. And yeah, after that I stuck with them, and
Yeah,
I've been doing stuff.
Wow. And how old were you?
I just turned 25 a couple of days ago, so 23.
Wow. Well, I was going to ask you how you got into Playboy, but obviously you just told me. So what about, you've been to the Playboy Mansion, obviously.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Hugh Hefner just passed away. So what, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. I was upset when it did happen, because I mean, I never got to meet him.
You did, or you did not?
I did not. Okay. I've been to the Playboy Mansion for a few parties, but he, towards his last years, everyone at the mansion would basically say, I watched the Girls Next Door with like Holly, Bridget, Kendra, and I was like, oh wow, is Hugh Hefner at the parties? And everyone would be like, oh, Hefner comes out. He's not doing too good. He never parties anymore. So I was like, oh man. And whenever I was there, like I would hope that I would like, you know, see him, and like maybe he would come out like, you know, just
come
one
out.
Second. But yeah. You
come
know,
out like a cockroach.
See how everything is going. And he never came out. But a lot of my friends, they knew him. A lot of them were really, really upset because they had so much great memories with them. But he built such a big empire. And
No kidding. Yeah. What was it like to go to a party at the mansion?
Oh my gosh. It was like, I hate to be cheesy and corny, but like, it was like a dream come true. I couldn't believe it at first, because when the casting director, one of my best friends, he invited me to the mansion, I was like, oh my gosh, the Playboy Mansion. And I remember just being brought back to when I was like 13 years old, and we were watching TV, me and my mom. It was, I think we were watching The Girls Next Door, and I said, "Mom, one day I'm gonna go to the Playboy Mansion." And she said, "That's only for famous people."
And so then you should have said to her, "Well, then, Mom, you're going to say, 'I knew you when,'" right?
Oh, I know, right?
Oh, gosh. And we've got Lauren Breyer on the phone right now. She's in San Diego. She is an American model. She is also writing a book on poetry, and I definitely want to get to that. But before we do, Lauren, has modeling for Playboy changed your perception of sexual expression?
It did. It did. Before
Tell us
Playboy,
how.
I was really, really conservative in any way that, like, I dress. Like, I don't really think I was as comfortable with my sexuality at all. Just even my, like, femininity, I would wear, like, because I worked at a company before, and, you know, I would wear, you know, totally, like, I would do, like, pantsuits all the time. I would always wear my hair, like, super back. I would barely wear any makeup, like, and I never really, you know, saw myself in that light. I never thought I, you know, could be a model. But then once I was like, you know what, I'll just audition and, you know, put some makeup on and, or, you know, dress, you know, whatever, wear the lingerie that they want you to wear, and just try out. I became more comfortable, you know, It was weird. It was a weird thing, but it was kind of cool because I think I needed that because I was very, a lot of people would describe me as, like, very uptight when it came to stuff like that. Like, I would button ups all the time. And
so then how did you have the courage to get through that?
I thought I was like, you know what, like, I want to do something that kind of, like, challenges me and kind of scares me, because, like, kind of going, being like, I always thought, like, women, like, are really, really sexy, but, like, me, I was just like, oh, I don't know, I don't know if I'm gonna fit this, you know, Playboy theme. But I was really shocked, and I'm like, oh my gosh. But the pictures, they came out great. And I just thought, I'm like, wow, like, I can't believe I did this. Like, this, like, really scared me. But, like, I don't know, I felt a little more comfortable with my femininity after that.
So do you think that it has affected your love life? Like, would you, are you married? Or are you dating?
So I'm not married. I was dating somebody about, oh my goodness, probably about, like, a year and a half ago. But after that, I remember feeling, like, even just in general, I felt more confident. I felt a lot more confident because I was at, you know, I was at a corporate job, and it was just very, it was very difficult on me sometimes, because sometimes it was very, like, you know, the boss would, you know, talk to you in a certain way, and you're like, oh man, like, like, you know, you'd leave work and you wouldn't feel too good. But I mean, I always felt like, oh wow, like, I've done Playboy, like, and I would, you know, talk to the customers and at my work, and I would tell them I would model, obviously not for Playboy at work, but they were, you know, very supportive about all my customers. I'd be like, yeah, I'm also a model. And it gave me a new sense of confidence. It was really great.
But you know that even though, yes, it gave you that sense of confidence, that the inner confidence comes from something more than your appearance, right? I mean, you know that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But it's so more of the, it was more of then, am I correct in understanding that it was embracing that challenge and going after that challenge that gave you the inner confidence, even though what you were doing was, they were obviously, you know, capturing your outer beauty. But that it gave you, in a sense, an inner beauty, because you were able to do something that you were timid about doing, but did it in spite of it anyway. Is that right?
Yes. It was like I had the boldness to go down there.
It is bold. It's very bold. It's very, it's very bold, and bold is beautiful. Bold is a fabulous thing. And you know something, and you know, there's, I always say there's two types of fear. There's the fear where you really know that it's scary and it's wrong and it doesn't feel like a good move, and that fear of, you know, it's a different type. But then there's that expansive fear, that fear of, oh, I want to do this, but it's so scary, but it's going to expand me, right?
That was definitely the fear. I was like, oh man, like, if I'm rejected for this, like, and I thought, even if I, afterwards, I was like, man, you know what, even if you did, hey, at least you went out and did it. Like, that's really cool. Like,
there you go. Yeah. There you go. So Lauren, do you think that it's important for our culture to embrace expressing our sexuality?
I think, you know, as women, I think, you know, I think it's really important to, you know, for every woman to feel, you know, sexy, you know, even, you know, at some point, you know, in the day, or, you know, even, you know, whenever, you know, she's going to go out, you know, every girl, like, you know, they dress up, you know, they wear makeup, like, and, or they even just put their hair down, and it, you know, makes them feel sexy, even if they don't wear any makeup, because most of the time I'm, you know, without makeup. But, you know, I feel like it's really, really important, because I think that before Playboy, because, you know, growing up in high school, you know, I was, you know, I never, you know, had a boyfriend or anything like that. So, you know, and I was bullied a lot, and I was like, oh man, I was never a cute friend. Like I never felt like the cute friend. I always felt like, you know, the kind of goofy friend that, you know, just there. And I had all the cute friends. Like, my friends were very pretty to me. And I was like, oh man, like all the boys would always go for them and they'd never go for me. So I'm like, oh man. So when I did Playboy, I was like, wow, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm actually like cute. Like, so it took me a while to, you know, realize that, you know, and once I started doing Playboy, I started actually seeing the other women on the site, and I'm like, wow, like all these women are really beautiful. And then when I started doing the modeling, and, you know, started the social media, I started seeing more women online. I was like, oh my gosh, all these women are like really, really sexy. Like, they all look great. And I just began to find, like, you know what, beauty isn't as narrow as I thought it was before. Mm-hmm. They're everywhere.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Francesca. I'm speaking with Lauren Breyer. She was a Playboy bunny, and we are going to take a short break. And Lauren, I'm just going to give you something to think about during the commercial break. I'd like to know what you say about sex in today's culture right after this short break. Don't go away. We will be right back. All right, we are back, and you're listening to Talk with Francesca. I'm your host, Francesca Luca. I'm speaking with Lauren Breyer. She is a recognized model, and welcome back, Lauren. Appreciate you being with us here today.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me.
So, let's talk a little bit about this. What do you have to say about sex in today's culture? I know that's a very big question, but I'm just curious if you think that it has changed, or what are your thoughts?
I think that sex in today's culture, I feel, you know, now that we have, you know, the social media, now that we have, you know, all the, you know, the Facebook and the Instagram and, you know, all the Twitter and everything, I feel, you know, there is, you know, a part in American culture that's, you know, that's very, very conservative still, that, you know, they don't, you know, I feel like there's always been that part. And Hugh Hefner was the one that really, like, you know, he started the sexual revolution, and with Playboy, and that basically, you know, kind of, you know, brought to light, you know, how sexy women can be. I feel like today, it is, more modern, you know, it's been like, there's so many more girls that are, you know, now that are doing modeling and stuff like that, and they do it on social media, and they, you know, they put themselves out there, and I think it's beautiful, because there's a bunch of, you know, female art going around. Mm-hmm. I could see how, like, you know, some people could be, because, like, you know, I grew up in a Baptist church, so I understand
You
know, some people will be, they have a patent. The pastor was on my Facebook too, so I didn't post anything about Playboy, but sometimes, you know, I'd be like, you know, everyone from my small town was on there from growing up. So they were like, what the heck? So, you know, it brings shock. I think it also shocks people sometimes. Like, Facebook, I know, is very, very strict about stuff like that. Because the majority of the people on Facebook, they, you know, it's more conservative site. You gotta be really careful about what you advertise and promote on that. Especially, like, I know certain modeling pictures I can't put up there. And it's because the public, they just don't want it up there. Right. Yeah, they wanted a site more for family and, like, relatives and stuff, and they don't want to see stuff like that, which is understandable. But I like, you know, obviously I like how, you know, the models have come about nowadays, because it just creates more art for people to enjoy, mm-hmm. and men or women.
So what did you do, Lauren, before you were a model?
I was actually an executive at a company. I was a life insurance agent, and I worked there for 5 years. Prior to that, I actually worked at McDonald's for 5 years as well. So I got out of McDonald's because a friend in the drive-thru had actually recommended that I be a life insurance agent. So I'm like, okay, well, I've been here for 5 years. So I quit and I just left and I went to the company and I stayed there for 5 years. And I was just like, oh, wow. I felt like I was doing really well at the company.
And are you modeling now?
Yes. Modeling currently.
Yes.
Oh, what was that?
Yes. Are you modeling currently right now?
Oh, yes. So I'm actually going to be doing an audition with Playboy again. There's also a PR company, which I'm going to do a write-up on my model help blog. Mm-hmm. This company can, they can get women into Maxim, they can get them in Sports Illustrated. And it's basically a PR company that you work with. And they're reasonable.
You did
offers.
Tell me. You did tell me about this. Yes. Well, I want to. Yeah. Well, that's fabulous. I'd love to talk about the industry a little bit more, but I do want to make sure that we spend some time talking about your poetry book today in Paradise. But let me just ask a couple more questions, Lauren. What was the most challenging thing that you've faced in this industry?
The biggest challenge, I think, for me would probably have been just doing everything by yourself, like with just, no help and kind of the wonder, the mystery behind everything. It seems like a lot of, when you're just starting out as a model, like you don't know about the industry and you're very vulnerable to mm-hmm. people that can take advantage. And at some point, it could be with photographers, it could be with companies, it could be with people that built your website, it could be anything, like any little thing that, involves you investing in your career. Like I invested in my career 100%. But any little gateway for, your investment to invest in yourself, there could be somebody that, doesn't see your best interest in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you deal with online bullies? You said that you were bullied as a kid. So, but there's gotta be some online bullying going on with what you do, right?
Yeah. I've gotten some online bullies. Sometimes you laugh, at some of the things that they say. Like sometimes the things that they say are like really rude and you're like, oh my gosh, this person's like really mad at me. And like, they keep posting and you're like, oh man, this person like really doesn't like me. But I just remember, these people, like if they probably had $1 million in their bank account, they probably would not be on my page, yelling at me or something. They'd, probably be off in Hawaii or something, or if maybe they have maybe if they had a relationship that they were really like all about, maybe they wouldn't be on my page or, I just think, these people they're missing something. Mm-hmm. And I'm just some spare time to kill.
Good point. So what is your model help blog about?
So basically my model help blog is basically all of the secrets that I've learned over the years as a model. I noticed that when I was just starting out, I'd see bigger models and I'd see them go through like verification processes. I'd see them get verified. I'd see them, get a lot of followers. I'd see them, shooting with photographers. And as for me, when I started, I was shooting with random people who were, I mean, I did end up eventually shooting with people who are now like very legitimate. They're very good photographers who I'm going to recommend on my blog. Mm-hmm. But before I was shooting with people that, they didn't give me the photos, which was the biggest issue. They would take advantage of my time. It's just like 3 hours, 4 hours with them. And, they're in front of a camera and you're taking photographs and they don't send a thing. Like it's very devastating just because it's that work and that time that you put in and you expected a result and you didn't get it. And then you feel violated because you're like, oh, this person,
right.
In most cases it was a male, in all cases actually, unfortunately, but I'd have guys take pictures and they disappear after the pictures. And I'm like, great. Well, what happened to those pictures? And, now I feel kind of weird. Like I just took pictures for you and you're not talking to me anymore.
Right.
Now you have them.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So what is your biggest piece of advice you can give to an aspiring model?
Basically, the biggest piece is definitely invest in yourself, because that's what's going to carry your career like to the next level. Also, like, there's going to be like roadblocks in the way, but it's like you can't give up. You got to make it through, you know, whatever happens. There's going to be times you're like, oh man, I just want to give up. Like, I don't get this. And it's always good to ask for help. I noticed like a site Upwork. It really, like, freelancers and stuff like that, like photographers and stuff like that. I noticed that that's a good site to use, especially if they're like struggling to like find like a photographer, find, you know, someone to write an article about them. If they want to, you know, get their name out there. It's all about basically just not giving up in the industry and not giving up on, you know, what they want to do.
Right. So, Lauren, let's shift gears a little bit here and let's talk about your poetry, because that's a big part of your life. You've got a book coming mm-hmm. out set to release in December 2018, Today in Paradise. So what made you start writing poetry?
So I started writing poetry a long, long time ago. I would write it like as a kid. It was more like kind of corny, but I remember I was actually like in love with this kid when I was literally in like 9 years old. And I remember, you know, everyone was like, oh, they're going to be together. They're going to be together. His name was Alex. And they're, you know, everybody at our church would be like, they're going to be together. And, you know, I never was really like artistic or anything like that. I never saw myself as artistic then. But then I noticed, you know, one day they called everybody in the church and they were like, oh, you know, just to let you know, Alex is not at school today because he actually passed away on the weekend. Yeah. And after that, it completely like changed like my entire way that I saw things. I ended up,
What happened to him?
That was when I was 9. So yeah, that changed everything.
So no, but what happened to him? Did he take his life, or what happened?
Oh, he got in a car accident. I guess his mom was really tired driving, and she fell asleep, and then when she woke up, she realized she was in a car accident, and he was actually gone at that point. And yeah, after that, I kind of slipped into like a dark place for a long time. I almost didn't graduate, you know, I mean, not graduate, but I didn't pass that grade because I missed so much school. But I started writing. I used to write in like a diary, but then I started to write like poetry then. Mm-hmm. And that's when it all started. And through the years, I began to write more and more and more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's a beautiful art. It really is. And it's a great, mm-hmm. great form of self-expression.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it was definitely, and I felt like people listened more and still do it. I feel like they listen more to my poetry than they do to my, sometimes I'll go on a rant, make a big paragraph on Facebook, and then, you know, I'll tell my marketer, I'll be like, nobody liked it, you know, it's too much. And so then I'll post a poem and then I'll get all these likes and I'm like, I don't get it. Like, so I'll try to stick to poetry mostly. People don't want to hear my big long rants.
So what is the inspiration behind what you write?
I have a lot of inspiration in probably two things, because I like to write a lot of romantic poetry, and when I do write, I kind of imagine like, you know, like a mystery man, you know, I don't really know who. Sometimes if I'm like really like in like a hurting kind of mood, I'll imagine, you know, Alex as an adult, and I'll imagine him as an adult and like what he would have, you know, said or something if we were together now. But also sometimes I'll like imagine like a mystery man or something. Like it's,
so you really, at such a young age, you really loved this boy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Huh. And you were 9?
Yeah, I was 9. I knew him since I was like 7. Like, we only knew each other for a very short period of time, but we were really, really close. We had very similar family lives, and we were always like together. It reminded me of a lot like My Girl, like the movie. A lot. Every time I see that movie, I think of him.
Do you think that you'll see him again in another life?
I think so. Mm. I think so.
Mm-hmm. A lot of your poetry is either really romantic or really disturbing or both. What do you think people are thinking when they look at you and then read your poetry?
I think they think like, oh, wait, what? Like, I think when they read the romance one, they're like, oh, it's, you know, very girly. And then when they read the darker one, they're like, oh my gosh, this is a lot to take in. So like, especially like a lot of, it's interesting because a lot of males do follow my poetry, which was shocking because I thought stereotypically, but females would follow my poetry. And I was actually totally completely wrong. And it looks like I've done a statistics and it seems as if 65%, it's starting to lessen a little bit because I'm starting to, promote more to, my female audience, but 65% is reading my poetry and it's male. So, I guess they like it, even despite, all the like emotions that are in it and everything. Maybe, I was really shocked, but I'm like, hey, guys like poetry too. I shouldn't.
That's right. Well, Lauren, we do need to wrap up, but I want to know, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye? I mean, you've been such a pleasure to talk to you today. Is there anything that we've left out that you want our listeners to know, any addresses or, the blog address?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, definitely. If you are interested in, any help in being a model, I do have a model help blog. It basically, it helps you with PR. It's just recommendations for photographers, how to even audition for Playboy, how to audition for Playboy. Also, just a lot of tips along the way that could be really, really helpful to you. You would go to www.laurenbreyer.com. You could also follow my Instagram, Lauren Breyer, LaurenBreyer. You could also follow my Twitter, same Lauren Breyer, or follow me on Facebook, Official Lauren Breyer. But yeah, those are all the social media sites where I post. I try to post tips once a week to make sure that, I'm posting regularly and adding new help once a week.
Well, you've been totally awesome, and I've loved having you on Talk with Francesca today. It's been such a pleasure, so thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show, Francesca. This was amazing. Okay. Try so